Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk Truth Radio Network, and we're back. Monday morning conversations with T. Drake and Pastor Jay, and we're going to start off with the triple threat, cuffing season, hub sun, and cloak and cover. Hey, T, we're back. What do you have to say?
Well, you know what, Pastor Jay? I am super excited. I cannot wait for us to have these conversations again. It has been long coming, and I'm so glad we are back. So I look forward to it. Don't you all forget to get something to drink and hop on with us as we have these conversations about these amazing topics that Pastor Jay and I, T. Drake, will be talking about.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay. Someone asked me, what is one issue that the church is facing today? And I said, commitment and offense. And what I mean by that is, people who are uncommitted usually are the people who are most offended. They use to validate their uncommitment by always talking about how they've been offended by someone, church hurt, here and there. But if you really check their track record, you'll find out they haven't been committed from the get-go. Yeah, they come now and then. They do this and that. They'll show up for the events, but actually coming to Bible study, participating in church, enjoying the fellowship, no, that escapes them because they're looking for a way out for real. They're uncommitted. So the first time offense comes, they'll take it, run with it, validate it, put a stamp on it, and seal it and say, that's why I'm not coming, because I've been hurt. And then again, I think about this. If they're saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost, and understand what Christ has done for us, how we were uncommitted to Him, how we were His enemy, how we had turned our back on Him and worshiped the creation more than the Creator who was blessed forever, and He still went to the cross for us and died for sinners, and we learned of that magnificent gift of grace that is given to us and afforded to us because of His commitment, then it should make us think about it. Are we looking for an offense so we won't be committed? Christ had a reason not to be committed to us if that was the case, but He went and died for us anyway. Is there anything that we can't solve if we come together and decide to be committed in love in spite of the offense, grow beyond it, become more mature? These are the things that we need to be concerned about in the body of Christ, growing up beyond the offense and being committed to where God has placed us. This is Pastor Jay. Peace. Hey, do me a favor. Go over to our Walk of Truth Radio Network YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram page and like, subscribe, and share. And I'll see you on the other side. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to today's teaching. We hope you have been inspired and encouraged. Please look in the description box for our contact information. All are welcome, and we look forward to connecting with you soon. Be encouraged, blessed, and at peace, and remember, walk in truth.